Cambridge Breakfast with Shutterly Fabulous. No other shutters come close.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
We have no need whatsoever to say what that song was. Did you know that Vincent Price once hosted a cookery programme?
I did
on
not.
ITV?
No.
I think I was towards the tail end of his film career. Things clearly weren't going quite so well in the graveyard business at that particular particular time. And I remember seeing, I didn't see any of that show, but I remember once on an edition of Wogan, Vincent Price cooking a fish in a dishwasher. And steaming it.
Sounds awful. All the cutlery and plates afterwards just stink of fish.
Well, possibly. Yeah, I didn't have any of it. I just, you know, witnessed him in doing it. How's your Spanish?
Do you want me to?
It might
be better than yours, Julian.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping.
Yours is
closer part of Europe than me.
Is that El Día de los Muertos?
Muy bien, Lucy.
Muy bien.
Are we going to continue with the intro?
Oh, sorry, yes. So, the Day of the Dead is Mexico's take on Halloween, and it's being celebrated in Cambridge at Nana Mexico. Today? Is that today or this weekend?
It's tomorrow, mm-hmm. and the second, and also on Saturday, which is obviously the biggest day of the shopping day.
Fantastic. So we've got Luis Navarro is the founder of the restaurants and in the studio with us this morning. So, tell us a little bit about the Day of the Dead.
Well, buenos dias, Julian, Lucy, everyone. Yes, the Day of the Dead in Mexico is a big celebration. Mm-hmm. It's a celebration more than anything else because it's a way we remember the people that we loved and that have passed away. And we take the party to the graveyard, we take the party to the places where we have, you know, we can gather the memories of those that we love. And we do it as a family. We do it all together. So in the living rooms of the houses, you will have these altars, you know, with a picture of the people that we loved and with the things that they loved, the wine or the spirits and the food. And then we gather all together. And that is a family time. It's a celebration. And it's a way of bringing everyone together.
I love it. The party never stops. So it's a celebration. It's not a mournful kind of thing. It's very much. It's actually quite full of life.
It is definitely. Yeah. It is so much so that when you go to the graveyards, they are completely decorated with candles, with very colorful flowers. We take mariachis, live music, drink, and food to the graveyard, and the party happens right there and there. It's
and if somebody was to do though, if somebody was to do that, say in the Millville, I'm slightly unnerved actually about presenting a show on Halloween right next door to a cemetery, but it's not something that you would really see in the slightest in Britain. The best you could possibly get is a bunch of flowers, and it's always in Britain a churchyard, a cemetery is always perceived as a very mournful place.
It is, and that is where, you know, the big cultural difference can come.
And I was speaking to somebody, I think one of the friends of the Mill Road Cemetery the other day, and she was bemoaning that the Cambridge Blue, which backs out onto the cemetery, I don't know if it's still there, but I know because I've done it myself. You know, you've gone over the wall at the back of the Cambridge Blue and effectively continued the party in the cemetery. And she wasn't very happy about that as an idea.
No, I don't know. I'd read it in the paper in an article not long ago. In somebody that actually took some food and music to a graveyard, and it wasn't well received. It is a big cultural difference. Mexicans look at that very differently from many other cultures. We look at it face to face. It's very close to our everyday life. It has been for since ancestral times. And so the relationship that we have with that is very particular.
And do you think that goes to other areas of Mexican culture as well? Or does it help if somebody passed away? It's obviously really, well, it's dreadful for those people who are left behind. But does this approach and help people talk about it in the way that British culture wouldn't do?
I think there is an element of that, but it's I think the more important element of it is that it allows you to express it better and to have a release of emotions and of connection and to share it with others that are close to you. So when this becomes a family issue, then suddenly you have the release of emotion is completely different and is less less private and less overwhelming to the one person.
Mm.
You've got three restaurants in Cambridge now, haven't you? Three in Cambridge, one in Norwich, is that right?
That's correct, Julian. Yes.
How are you celebrating the Day of the Dead here, then?
Well, we always make a big deal of Day of the Dead, and tomorrow, already today, the restaurants will be decorated with traditional papers and flowers and altars. And the idea is to give the locals a little bit of the flavor, you know, a taste of what we do in Mexico, how we celebrate it. We will have Day of the Dead bread as well, freshly baked. And it's to share, you know, to share a bit of our culture. The Day of the Dead has taken over, is now a lot more popular. British people have taken
We've kind
to
of,
it.
It's interesting because Halloween falls fairly close to Guy Fawkes Night. And I'm old enough to remember I'm going to emphasise on the people carting around a guy on a wheelbarrow, penny for the guy, and to raise money for fireworks, which inexplicably would then be let off in the parents' back garden rather than an organised display. But that's faded away in favour of the Halloween thing. And I'm wondering, obviously, and often in the news, US culture and Mexican culture is a little bit going on. Is there any creeping in from over the site of a wall for the possibility of Halloween into Mexico? That's a good reason to put the wall up, keep American culture out of Mexico.
No, look, Halloween is also big in Mexico, obviously recently, because it is mainly driven by selling. People buy and spend a lot more.
And I guess we heard the Mintel figures in the news of retailing here.
Exactly. People. So it's an excuse to sell. So everybody involved in business will have an incentive to celebrate something else. Or Halloween has grown in Mexico, in here, and everywhere else. It's fun, especially for young people, I gather. But also the Day of the Dead, you know, is something that has grown exponentially all over the world because it is a different take, and it is colorful, and it is festive, and it is a family time. So I think, yeah, that's how our cultures, you know, start to melt together as we, as we get more interconnected.
Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Luis Navarro is still here from Nana, Mexico, and we're talking the Day of the Dead, which we discover actually isn't today, but tomorrow, is that right?
That is correct, yes.
But I feel it's towards the end of the week. People could continue this celebration all weekend long, aren't they?
Absolutely, yes. That's why not? Why not?
Any special food which people tend to have in Mexico?
Yes, particularly in my household and many of the central parts of Mexico, you know, enchiladas are very popular this time of the year. And obviously the Day of the Dead bread, which is more recent, because we didn't have wheat in the Americas before that. But it's very colorful. It's very unique. It's kind of like a brioche decorated with what looks like bones that's meant to represent the bones of the dead. So you eat your own dead in some way. And that is very nice. It's very sweet and it's lovely with a hot chocolate.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
That sounds very good. And in your own restaurants, both in here, being here in Cambridge and the one up in Norwich, do you replicate any of that? Enchiladas, I guess.
Yes, we
all
do.
All year round, I suspect. But any particular special food which you've added to the menu over the next couple of days?
Yes, we do, of course. We're going to have the Day of the Dead bread. And of course, the whole range will be there for people. We will also treat everyone that comes and quotes the Day of the Dead. We treat them to a drink. So, yeah, the idea is that everybody comes as a family and they share with us and they look around and they experience a little bit of what it's of how we celebrate Day of the Dead in Mexico.
That's great. Are you making the staff dress up?
Yeah, that's right.
Sorry, I'm sure they're doing it voluntarily. That's no pressure will be put upon them.
They love it. You know, they have so much fun with it, and they love it. And not only we are going to dress up, but also we are going to paint the faces of little kids when they come on Saturday, and so they also share and they have the full blast.
Face painting just always goes down just so well at these things. And, yeah, kids will just happily queue up for absolutely hours and hours on end. Tell me, we often have in the news problems with some of the, I guess, the big national food and restaurant chains. It just seems to be a succession of closing branches, having difficulties paying rents to landlords. How do you see it? Because you have three independents in Cambridge, another one up in Norwich, and as far as I can see, doing very well indeed. Yet all around you are these national chains who aren't quite making it at the moment. What's up?
Yeah, no, it is very challenging. And we only hear about the national chains because they reach the news, but we don't hear about the many casualties of the independent and small businesses because you don't get to hear from those. But it's a very challenging market. For many reasons, it's an overcrowded market, as other type of retail retrieves from the high street. You know, food takes over, but that brings critical numbers of demand.
So, what offer. You're saying is, because the high street is under pressure, people shopping online, they're not necessarily, let's say, go to the shops on a Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon, after which they might have spent some time in a restaurant. Is that part of the mix?
That is part of the mix, a big part of the mix, of course. The fact that we have gone through 8 years of recession, there are several factors, you know, overcrowding. There are several elements. And yeah, it's very difficult. Prices go up for supplies, and sometimes, many times, we are reluctant to pass that on to the customers. So that is, you know, thin margins and very high rents. You know, the high street is an expensive place to be. So it is a challenge, very challenging environment.
How do the rents compare on your, and you don't have to give me numbers here, unless you want to, of course, but how do the rents compare if your places in Cambridge compared to up in Norwich?
Not very dissimilar. No. The prices.
That's surprising because we often hear all rents in Cambridge, they're so expensive, university pushing them up. You say that's not the case.
They are slightly more expensive, but not as much as people would have expected. Norwich, it is a pricey place to be as well. Mm. It is very expensive indeed. And it doesn't vary that much. But yes, Cambridge has got a little premium, but not as much as you expected.
Oh, that's very interesting indeed. Well, look, thank you very much for coming in and chatting with us this morning. You get a double dose, both in the restaurants and then home with the family this evening, is it?
That's right. And right now I'm running back to one of the restaurants because we have the children from St. Matthew's School just around the corner, because one of the things that we are encouraging kids to come and give us a little draw about the Day of the Dead, and they can also participate their drawing is chosen. I go personally to their schools and we do what we call the guacamole shift. So kids actually touch, prepare, play, have fun with fresh food. That is so important in our schools. So we have St. Matthew's in Grafton at the moment. I'm running there to prepare guacamole with them.
Oh, that's great. Fantastic. I kind of want to come too, actually. Luis Navarro, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning.
Thank you. Have a good one.
So, 50 shows done. Another 50 to go. Maybe a few 50 mores after that. I do hope so too. For me, Julian Clover.
And for me, Lucy Milazzo.
Top of the morning. Good morning.
We're back tomorrow at 7.
You're not actually scared of ghosts, are you?
Of course not. There's no such thing, is there? Is there?
Ha 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 ha